In 2001, Jim Greisk, 68, and his wife Judy, 66, both retired doctors from Maryland, bought a century-old converted barge named Joli Coeur, Pretty Heart, and set out to cover some of the thousands of kilometers of canals and rivers around France. The Greiskys bought the boat for about $263,000 from a retired Dutch operator who had transformed it into a home for his wife and later their two children, both of whom were born on the barge. With two bedrooms and a wood-paneled living room brightened by a sunny yellow couch, the barge gives the impression of a small but well-appointed cottage with somewhat low ceilings. The living area totals about 50 square meters. The Greiskys spend about 5 months a year on the barge. When they bought the boat, they had intended to go everywhere in Europe with it, St. Petersburg, Moscow, and every country in Europe. But they fell in love with France and never wanted to leave. They fell in love with the food and the sights and the culture and the country, everything. They traveled around the Champagne region. They fell asleep in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower in Paris and have motored through the intricate web of canals that run through the picturesque vineyard regions of eastern France. Perhaps the most unexpected part of the cruising lifestyle is its very reasonable price. They find it cheaper to live on a boat than to live at home. Maintenance and improvements average $1,599 a year, and the barge burns through about $666 in fuel each season. The fuel tank is so large that it has to be replenished only once a year. They also have to have a cruising permit, which costs $533 a year, to go through locks and to moor in designated areas. Despite its 103-year-old history, Joli Coeur is deceptively modern. Its huge 40,000-liter water tank allows for worry-free trips, and it too is refilled only once a year. Satellite TV and an internet connection through a cell phone mean civilization is never too far. There is even a bathtub. The Greiskys recently put the boat up for sale because they want to spend more time in New York, where their first grandchildren, twins, were born this summer. Would you like to buy a barge?